The Persian Lesson by Michael Campbell, with Steve Hodson as Detective Inspector Tom Tanner.
Hello, Charlie.
Tom Tanner. Oh, a bit off your patch, aren't you?
My patch is the universe, Charlie. How are you keeping?
As well as could be expected under the circumstances. As they say. What brings you up north, then? Promotion?
Ooh, change of scene. How's Gladys?
Oh, she didn't fancy it up here. Can't blame her. How long have you been in these parts?
A few months. I wish I'd known.
Nothing you could have done. How did you find me?
You're in the files, aren't you? What's all this? Abandoned camps? Pineapple breasts untouched? Camels too young to die in battle? Boys grown hairy? Stallions lost?
Poetry, Charlie. Persian. You need time for this sort of stuff. And I've got time, haven't I?
Hmm?
Surprised?
Nothing surprises me.
I'm doing an open university course. Courtesy of the Queen.
You're in a closed university here, though, aren't you, eh? University of Crime. Not that they're going to teach you anything you don't know. Oh, you should have listened to me, shouldn't you? I told you. Once on the books, always on the books.
I was shocked.
No, you weren't. A fraud squad had you in their sights from the day you set up, and you know it.
Who told them I came north?
You're in the computer, Charlie.
Oh, bloody technology. Put you in the bloody computer at birth now, do they? Just in case. Are you coming here for a purpose?
No. I nearly forgot. I think they're the kind you like.
Hmm?
Ooh. You did all right, didn't you? $400,000, was it?
You brought my favourite cigars. Well, that's kind. That's very kind.
$400,000. Fraud squad found two. So, what happened to the rest?
Go on, everyone.
Yeah, no, I've got someone waiting.
Oh, well. Suit yourself.
Don't get me wrong. If the commercials can find it, good luck to them. If they can't, good luck to you. Not my province. We've all got to think of our old age, haven't we?
Yeah, they don't make couples like you anymore.
They don't promote them either.
Oh, like that, is it? Tom, I was milked. The bastards took half my take. Fraud squad got the leavings, sir, and that's the truth.
Sharks about, weather.
They clean the ad.
Yeah, they are.
Not really. Not for sure.
They took $200,000 off you and you don't know who they are. Am I supposed to believe that?
Doesn't make much odds now.
Oh, come on, Charlie.
They say the Lord has a long arm, don't they? Well, his arm's a damn sight longer. I'm not easily scared, Tom. But he scares me.
Who does? Who are we talking about? Which Swiss bank did you put it in, Charlie?
If you want to believe that.
Then give me something. Names, dates, contacts, method of payment.
Laundered through Madrid.
Who was your contact?
They used a front man. A fixer called Smokey.
Huh?
They got me sewn up, Tom. Knew more about my organisation than I knew myself.
Do you know who this Smokey is?
Voice on a tape, that's all. Tape, then telephone. Just a voice.
On tape?
Through the post, with instructions to use a public call box, fixed times.
Yeah.
Fraud squad have got me wired up, haven't they? Hmm? And they knew that. How did they know that, Tom?
What exactly are you telling me?
I'm telling you they had information which they couldn't have got from outside.
Outside? What do you mean?
I mean, from outside the force, that's what I mean.
Just how sure about this are you, Charlie?
You did me a good turn once. Now, do me another. I know I can't ask you to forget what I just said, but there are some people you don't mess with.
You haven't changed, have you?
Strictly off the record. Officially, I haven't said anything, right? You haven't even been to see me.
Yeah, that's how you want it. Also, the reading this. "'Tis all a checkerboard of nights and days, where destiny with men for pieces plays, hither and thither moves and makes and slays, and one by one in the closet lays." Bit philosophical, isn't it?
You'll come cautious, won't you, with what I just said?
You find this stuff interesting? What's it all about?
Oh, love. Death. You think about things like that, don't you?
Double 2 4 SM.
That was a smart piece of work of yours last week, Major. Very neat and tidy.
I beg your pardon?
Ormskirk. I'm talking about Ormskirk. 75 grand, was it? Very clean. With my style.
Who is this?
The Scrubs, 79. We had some nice long chats, if you recall.
Who are you?
The name's Smokey. I work for the Colonel.
What do you want?
You have a particular talent, Major. We'd like to use that talent and your special knowledge.
What special knowledge?
Logistics, transportation, railways. You'd be in charge of your own unit, of course.
Who recruits?
We recruit.
What do you want me to do?
What was he up to, this Charlie of yours?
Long firm fraud. He should have a nice little business exporting luxury goods. Yeah, whiskey, cigarettes, electronic stuff, that kind of thing. I had a warehouse near the docks, collected the stuff in and then shipped it out a load at a time. He ran the firm straight for a year or two until his credit was good. He was even making a profit. And then he sold a few big loads he hadn't paid for and cleared out.
Where did he go wrong?
Surveillance. C6 had him in their sights from the start. Charlie's just an old-fashioned crook. It never occurred to him that once he was on the books, he'd stay there, even if he moved from one end of the country to the other. Oh, we're all on a file somewhere, Molly.
How did he move the stuff?
It's a road haulage outfit, Benilow and son. Used their warehouse. It backs up against the railway, somewhere off Bank Hill. And they are an old established firm, straight as a die. He hadn't a clue what was going on.
So what do we do now?
Tell you what I'd like to do. I would like to take you on a picnic. Somewhere in the mountains. I haven't been on a picnic for years.
Not quite sure how to take that.
Why? Because you're black? Because I'm old enough to be your father? Or because I'm your... Oh, bloody hell. We are all trapped in some kind of net, aren't we?
You're a strange person, Tom.
I knew Charlie. He's weak. He's devious. He's a dreamer. Maybe we all need dreams. Do you know he takes to reading Persian bloody poetry?
Sounds interesting.
I think it's time you met Nat.
Nat?
Inspector Nathaniel Rimmer. He's our intelligence wizard. He'll introduce you to MIDAS.
And what's MIDAS when it's at all?
A fancy piece of software on the police national computer. MIDAS. Multiple Interface Database Access System. It's all part of preemptive policing. That's what dish Charlie.
Criminal records, you
know? No, it's more than that. Let us suppose you are sleeping with the Minister of Defence. King Bobby spots your car outside his country residence in Surrey and gives the number to his collator, who stores it away in the computer. 3 weeks later, another Bobby spots your car outside a C&D meeting in Yorkshire. Passes the number on to his collator. With the aid of Midas, they can trace that car number through every file in the system. Whether it's been in an accident, lost, stolen, or parked outside a private house in Farnham.
I don't fancy the Minister of Defence.
As a detective, your job is to pass on to our collator every little detail you turn up, every sniff that twitches your nostrils. And in turn, he'll give you any information you need. Provided that it hasn't been cornered by the CIB, the Specials, or MI5. Who do you fancy?
MI5? You'll be telling me next it's got a line to the CIA or the KGB.
Oh, no. I don't think anybody does. It's a compartmentalized system.
What does that mean?
It means the software was programmed by several different groups who wouldn't have known what the others were doing, or even how their own program was going to be used. That makes it a secure system. No one person knows what's inside, or who is watching who.
You don't sound as...
I'm an old-fashioned detective, Molly. Perhaps that's why I like Charlie. Yeah, this is high-tech stuff. It is not the world I was born into. It's your world now. And you're welcome to it.
Thanks.
We'll pay Nat a visit tomorrow morning. No, oh, shut up. Oh, Molly. Don't say anything about my little visit to Charlie, will you? Not to anybody. Just between me and you for the moment. All right.
Sure, if you say so.
Yeah. See you in the club tonight. You might hear Nat for me. It's quite something.
Hello?
Would I be speaking to Mr. Harry Richinger Chattery?
That is me, yes, speaking.
Got away with it, didn't you, Harry?
I'm sorry? Who am I speaking
to? Where did you get your papers from, Harry?
Papers? Please. I do not know what you mean.
Oh, I think you do.
Who is this, please?
The name wouldn't mean anything to you, so shall we just say a friend?
What is it you are wanting?
We have a little job for you.
Someone told me that if it hadn't been for some accident, he would have been a chief superintendent now. What's happened?
He had an argument with a stolen car. He used to do a lot of undercover work, infiltration stuff. Bust one of the biggest drug rings in this area. Now he does it all sitting at his computer. He knows more about the villains in this part of the world. Lena!
Hiya.
Nat's on form, you see?
That's about day. Always improves the play.
Molly, this is Lena. Lena works in the collector's office with Nat.
Hello.
Molly's assigned to me for training.
So we're here. Didn't keep me to himself, Abby.
I've only been here since last week.
Well, you like working with Tom. He's a great detective.
Thanks. The police force is a branch of the social services.
Hello, Nat.
It is. In a way, isn't it?
Well, someone has to collect the refuse, I suppose.
Nat, this is Molly Dearden.
I'm pleased to meet you, Constable. You come to learn what real police work is about, have you? You'll find life up here a bit... of a change from Farnham, wasn't it?
Guildford. You're quite a musician, Mr. Rimmer.
Yes, I keep saying. We've all got to shake out the bugs somehow, haven't we? We don't know how Tom here keeps saying. Bit of a mystery man, our Tom. Guildford. You're born in Guildford, were you?
I was born in Camberwell.
Ah, Camberwell beauty. Netted yourself a nice, colourful butterfly, haven't you, Tom?
Nat.
Don't mind. Constable, I get a little acerbic when the wind blows up from the south.
Oh, you wouldn't know where the wind's coming from.
Oh, wouldn't I?
I put it down to stress. He spends too long staying in his VDU.
His what?
Visual display unit. VDU stress is the latest thing. Haven't you heard? We've all got it. They give us extra chilly breaks.
There isn't an outside window in Nat's office, Molly. He sees the world through his computer screen. No wonder he thinks it's full of potential subversives, thieves, flashers and forgers, eh, Nathaniel? Villains are just file numbers for you, aren't they? Not real people.
Oh, sure. It was just a file number that smashed up my leg, wasn't it?
The glasses seem to be getting a bit empty. Can you drink and what?
I'll do this. Molly, a rum and Bacardi?
I'll have half a bitter, if it's all the same to you.
Yes.
Jack Murphy.
Speaking.
You don't know me, Jack, but we have a mutual friend by the name of Parker, Charlie Parker. Charlie, as you know, is enjoying a little holiday at Her Majesty's expense. Oh, my name's Smokey, by the by. I think you've heard of me.
I've heard of you.
Good. Saves time. I don't have to spell anything out, do I?
What do you want?
The Colonel would like to make use of your special talents. Aren't you a lucky man?
You're not Rimmer. Give him the creeps.
Well, you don't have to like him. Just learn from him, huh?
Is it true that this building's been strengthened?
Hardened is the expression. There's a lot of vital information stored in here. These are the command and control computers. The PNC's next door to Strethria.
XCA378T. Citroen Dion. Yellow. Morning, Mr. Tanner.
Morning.
It's plastered with stickers and got a bashed wing.
That figures. Check it out. Are you sightseeing or have you got something for us?
It's the Manchester address, Matt. J.R. Davis, Miss.
Well, well, let's see if we've got anything on there.
I want to check out a trade name, Matt.
Well, let's have it then.
A fixer called Smokey.
Smokey? Has he any...
That's all I've got.
You understand the system, do you, Constable?
Not really.
Well, I'm now entering the date, time, operator code and security classification. Source of request, Detective Inspector Tanner. And we're ready to go.
It's like getting into Fort Knox.
There's a lot of stuff in there. Stolen vehicle, vehicle owner, fingerprints, wanted and missing persons, criminal names, that's the one we're after. Stolen checks, stolen property, motor stop around, disqualified drivers, you name it, we've got it. Not to speak of fraud stuff and C-11, that's criminal intelligence, which includes drugs and immigration. And then, of course, there's a special branch. That's altogether another game. With my dice, I can get at most of this stuff. Unless it's classified, of course. Hello, hello. I think we've gone bird's nesting.
Access code error. Retry. What does that mean?
Think about.
No trace. Does that mean...
It means exactly what it says. Sorry they were chasing moonbeams. Oh, there's a bell ringing somewhere.
Damn.
Double 2407.
Major.
Speaking.
You have some news for us?
I had a long chat with...
Facts, Major. Not details.
Yes. Well, it worked. I'm in, no problem, for a 2-week trial. I got the run of the place.
Excellent. And how do you like your team?
They seem to know what they're about.
Good. Then we proceed as planned, which means the wasps should be gathering in about 12 hours, unless they're unduly slow off the mark. So, from now on, we communicate as instructed. Understood?
Understood.
Good.
Chief Superintendent Williams? You are expecting me, I think. Palmer.
Ah, yes. Come through.
I don't think we've met.
The chief inspector rang half an hour ago. Do sit down. Can I get you something? Tea? Coffee?
No. No, thank you.
Well, what have you got for us? Something pretty nasty, I gather.
I'm afraid so.
Well, let's know the worst.
You've got a detective inspector called Tanner on your books. Joined the division a few months ago.
Tom Tanner, yes.
Got a bit friendly with the local villains down south.
He was clear.
He was transferred. Powers that be decided to give him a second chance. Don't believe in second chances myself. Well, we've flagged a few files. Like to keep track of Tanner's villains. And some weeks ago, he began to get a bit interested in a certain Charlie Parker. Barker tried to pull a fraud job in these parts and came a cropper. Tanner's been combing the files. Now, why should he do that?
If he knows the man?
Tanner came up here at his own request, yes?
Yeah?
Hmm. At 0925 this morning, he tried to put an inquiry through on the PNC. Set the alarm bells ringing. Well, did you know about this?
No.
Well, you should have done. The inquiry was about Brian Joseph Anderson, trade name Smokey. Smokey works for the Colonel.
You have brought bad news, haven't you?
Hmm. Now, why should your Mr. Tanner be interested in the network? Idle curiosity, would you think? Or is something going on up here?
After Gatwick, I'd have thought the Colonel could afford to...
retire to the Costa del Sol. Could be in Siberia, for all we know. Or the Pentagon. We know less about the Colonel than we know about the KGB. What we do know is that he's very smart and very dangerous. So what's Tanner playing at?
I didn't think the network got this far north.
Oh, the network goes halfway around the world, Mr. Williams.
You think Tanner might be onto something?
I think we might be onto Tanner.
What do you mean?
You were a liaison officer for Gatwick, weren't you?
I was on the advisory committee.
Yeah, well. The Colonel, as you will recall, goes for bullion. The big stuff. Stuff no other crook can touch. We thought we were a jump ahead of him at Gatwick, but he knew more about what we were doing than we did ourselves. I think it's called a mole, isn't it? In spy stories. We know he's got one. Deep inside the force.
Well, Tanner wasn't involved in Gatwick.
Was he? Oh, not directly, but it was a big operation. A lot of cooperation. And some of the villains came off his patch. Oh, no evidence. Nothing proved. Just a nasty smell.
And you think...
Smokey Joe recruited for Gatwick. We picked that up about a year ago. It was our first real break. But we kept it to ourselves and flagged the file. We figured that if the Colonel used Smokey again, the mole would check him out. Just to find out what we know. We've been waiting for that bell to ring, Mr. Williams, for nearly a year. Now do you see why I am interested in Tanner?
Where did he learn to play like that?
Quite a talent, isn't it? He used to act the clubs, undercover stuff. No one expects a policeman to play like that, Judy.
Where's the boss, then?
This lady thinks you're good enough.
Stood you up, have I?
He's out on a job.
Doesn't know when to stop. That's Tom's trouble. You have to teach him how to relax, Molly.
I'll try.
Date in the confessional, has he?
The confessional? What does that mean?
It means listening to some pukey little crook spilling his guts. Tanner likes that sort of thing.
He brings back some useful stuff.
The information he brings back is not reliable, and it's tainted. To get it, he fudges with them, and you don't compromise with crooks, not in my book. Secret of good police work, constable, is intelligence. That's how you stay ahead in this game. And that's as true of petty pilfering as it is of serious crime. It's like dealing with slugs. If you know where they are, you can stand on them before they eat the cabbages.
Talking of intelligence, what's Palmer doing up here?
Palmer?
He was in with Williams when I came out.
That's very interesting.
Who is Palmer?
Palmer's trouble. He's a CIB special.
A hunter killer, you might say. Serious crime and bent coppers. When Palmer's about, they crawl out of the woodwork like old hopper weevils.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
What the hell are you playing at, Murphy?
Did I startle you, Mr. Tanner?
Let's get out of here.
It's here or nowhere. I feel safe in here, you see.
We are going across to the Stanley Arms, Murphy.
No. There are too many eyes and ears in there. I'm already risking a lot for you, Mr. Tanner.
Oh, you stink.
I've had a telephone call from a certain person.
Have you?
A man they called Smokey. Interested?
Go on.
They want me to do a job.
What kind of a job?
I don't know yet.
Oh, that is a great help, isn't it? Who is this Smokey?
He's a very, very dangerous man, Mr. Tanner.
Yeah.
Have you not understood what I'm telling you?
You haven't told me anything yet, have you?
You look after me, Mr. Tanner. You'll do that. I want promises, you see. I need promises.
I do what I can. You know that.
Now listen, then. And listen very carefully. It's more than my life's worth if I see you again. There's a transport firm called Benelow and Sons backs up against the railway.
Yeah, I know.
The job's there in 2 or 3 days' time. I don't know how many's on it, but I've got 2 names. I wrote them down for you, and that's all I have.
Why are you telling me this, Murphy?
I can't cry off, can I? They'd crucify me, they would. But I know you, Mr. Tanner. You look after me.
Yeah. I'll light a candle for you.
We've got a pretty detailed modus operandi on the Colonel. We know he runs a number of small operations, blackmail, protection, that kind of thing, to fund the big job. We know he uses a front man to recruit. And smoke is good. No contact, does it all over the blower. At Gatwick, he made sure we knew exactly what he was going for and where, and then he hit us somewhere else. Aye, Gatwick was a classic. According to our intelligence, he was going to tackle the armoured truck at Purley, and we were ready for him. Back up, roadblocks, the lot. Took the stuff straight off the tarmac, ran rings round us. He knew exactly what we were doing. We don't want that to happen again, do we?
And you think he's up here?
He goes for bullion, Mr. Williams.
Yeah, well, I don't think we've got anything up here that would... Oh, my God. The Springfield gold.
Estimated value between 40 and 45 million.
And they're moving it through here next week.
How the hell does he know about that?
That's a top secret operation. Even Tanner hasn't access to that sort of information.
We can't be sure of that.
You want to see him? He'll be at home now.
Tomorrow will do.
Morning, Tom. Morning. We've got something on those names for you.
Ah, good.
Hello, Molly. All right.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
What have you come up with?
You've got 7 majors to choose from.
Eh?
Armstrong died in Woking, 78, suspicious circumstances. Can't be him. Fletcher, small time embezzler, Tavistock.
No.
Jackson, smuggled Mercedes out of Germany after the war. Retired, living in Finchley. Simpson, that's the manager of the Ormskirk job. It'll be in his assumed name, not on him. Thompson, did a similar job in Tunbridge Wells. Probably the same person. They're both unwanted. We've got a tramp in Essex calling himself the Major.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a Major who runs a sex shop in Stella. Any joys?
The Ormskirk job.
We've got a modus operandi on Ormskirk.
Yeah?
3 other jobs, all of a pattern. Except that in one he calls himself a Brigadier. All train jobs.
Uh-huh.
Got away with a whole truckload at Ormskirk. Very neat.
Descriptions?
Tally. Nice range of moustaches. Probably wears a wig. You want them?
Yeah, please. What about the other, Chowdhury?
Chowdhury.
Chowdhury.
Yes, well, he's not on CN and he's not unwanted and he doesn't own a car.
What about immigration?
Learning fast, aren't you, Constable? There you know.
Will do.
He's a bit of a drunk, isn't he, Jack?
Yeah.
You don't think he's taking you for a ride?
Well, why should he do that?
Because he's a little man. Little men like to feel important.
Yeah.
Nice to have a copper on the trot.
Here we come. Chowdhury, Paddy Legendre, branch rep, C11-47858, subsid rep, nil, previous convictions, nil, CRO number, none, date of birth, 2743, reasons for interest, suspected illegal immigrant.
You've got a nose for them, have you, Constable?
Has he got a job, Lena?
Yeah, he's got a shop, electrical supplies. Used to work for BR as a signalman.
No, he was a train driver before we put him inside. Looks like you flushed out a rail job, Tom.
Yeah, beginning to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wonder what they're after. Molly, I think we'd better have a look at Benelow's place.
Routine crime prevention check?
Yeah, that'd do very nicely.
What am I looking for?
Oh, anyone sniffing around. Take that Ormskirk Major's description with you. But don't alarm them.
Collator's office. Good morning, sir. Yeah, he's with us now. I'll tell him. Williams wants to see you.
Me?
You know we've got a CIB vulture on the battlements, don't you?
Hmm? Parliament's here. Oh, crikey. It's trouble for someone.
Yeah, wish me luck.
Termites, Lena. They're taking over.
What do you mean?
Insects account for over one third of the world's productivity. Did you know that?
Getting into your leg, are they?
What's Tanner looking for?
Tom's all right.
He's putting on an act.
Don't we all? You're good at it. I sometimes wonder if I know who you are.
Well, you'll find out, given time and a little sunshine. Tanner's looking for something, and I don't mean salvation. I think we might take a little peek into his file. I think there may be something lurking in there. Palmer's here for a purpose, isn't he?
Tom's straight.
You like them that way, do you?
Not.
If he thinks Molly's going to bring him anything but trouble, he hasn't grown up. Yes. We'll take a little look at his file.
Ah, Tom. You know Superintendent Palmer, I think.
Hello, sir.
You appear to have been ringing bells in high places. Bells I don't know about, Tom.
Oh?
You put through an inquiry on the PNC yesterday morning.
Yes?
Trade name Smokey?
Yes, sir.
I would like you to tell me just precisely what it was you were looking for and why you were looking. All right? If you wouldn't mind.
Well, since I've been up here, sir, I've established one or two quite useful contacts. One's a character called Jack Murphy. He used to work on the railway. According to Jack, he's been recruited for a job by someone calling himself Smith.
You saw Jack Murphy yesterday evening. The PNC call was in the morning. Well?
I do have another source, sir.
You went to see Charlie Parker yesterday, didn't you?
I knew him from down south, sir. Heard he was inside and, well, I once did him a good turn.
I'm not interested in your good turns, Mr. Tanner. Was it Parker who told you about Smokey?
He mentioned the name, yes.
Why should he do that?
Charlie cleared 400,000 quid. The fraud squad traced 200. According to Charlie, he was blackmailed by the Smokey man.
Do you know who Smokey is, Tanner? Smokey is Brian Joseph Anderson. He recruited for the Mafia before they pulled out. Now he's a front man for the network. He works for the Colonel, Mr. Tanner. Ah, stirred up a hornet's nest, haven't you? Did Parker tell you anything else?
No, sir.
You know the Colonel uses blackmail and protection to fund his major operation.
Yes, sir.
If the network were onto Charlie's little operation, they must have got their information from somewhere, mustn't they? Did he offer any suggestions?
No, sir. I could get back to him, sir.
The ball's in our court now, Tanner. I'll deal with Parker in my own time and in my own way. You're good with snivellers, aren't you? What else had Jack Murphy got to tell you?
He was scared, sir. I understand why now. He's not telling me what the job is, but it's in 2 or 3 days' time. I've also got a couple of names and a location. We're checking that out now. Looks like a rail job, sir.
Do you know what the target is?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, Inspector. Get a report of me as soon as you can, Tom. We'll take it from there.
Sir.
He wasn't going to tell us about Parker, was he? Until I gave him no choice. He's lying through his teeth.
I'm not so sure.
I'll tell you something else about Tanner. After the Gatwick affair, he took a holiday. Disappeared from our screen for 3 weeks. Said he was in the Alps. Can you see Tanner in the Alps?
He likes mountains. What do you want me to do? Take him off?
No, no. We'll give him some rope. See where he leads us.
Mr. Benelow?
Not here, I'm afraid. Can I help you?
You are Mr.
Harris. Major.
You are new here.
That's right. I'm a new boy, but I'm beginning to find my way around. I look after the logistics, routing lorries and so on. I did it in the war. Had a bit of spare cash, looking for a partnership. Benelow and I. Early days, of course. We've got to get to know each other first. What can I do for you?
Well, it's just a routine cry prevention check. If I could just have a look over your alarm system, locks, windows.
Quite understanding. I've done it myself. Border Control, B-A-O-R.
B-A-O-R.
Army of Occupation, Germany. Oh, you'd be surprised what people try to get out of Germany. Mostly on the trains. Cameras in the loo, radios in the pipes. In those days, you could buy a decent camera for 100 cigarettes. Now, I'm keeping you. I'll get our warehouse man to show you around. Fred, we've got a police lady up here. She wants to look at our window catches. Show her all she needs to see.
Thank you, sir. Do the trains bother you?
Get used to them.
How did you get on?
I actually spoke to him. He's the Ormskirk Major, all right. Calling himself Major Harris now.
Mm-hmm.
Got himself a job there a few days ago. Sort of tryout, he told me. Apparently, he's putting some capital in the business. It's the same firm Charlie used, isn't it?
Yeah. That'll be how they found it.
The office is at the back of the warehouse. Looks right over the tracks, and there's a big crane there. Where did this come from, Tom?
A crane?
Young or old, we die. For every neck a noose. That the rope belong for some. Struggle or calm, broke or a king. That's but wind and a dream. You're full of surprises, aren't you?
Hmm? Read the inscription. On the front page.
For Tom Tanner with appreciation, a man needs to know who his friends are. They've got the answer, these Persian poets. Stay alive, Charlie.
Came through the post this morning.
A bit of an odd present, isn't it?
Hmm. A parcel has been tampered with.
Well, won't the prison authorities survive?
They will have checked it before he sent it. This parcel has been opened and resealed.
Why should anyone want
Smokey to... Smokey works for the Colonel.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
The Colonel funds his operations by milking small-time crooks, like Charlie. How does he find them? He buys inside information. That's how he pulled the Gatwick job. The CIB know this, so they put a bell on Smokey's file. I rang it. That's why Palmer's here. There's a bent copper in the woodwork, Molly. And they think it's me. Charlie told me he thought someone inside had done for him. He was scared. Scared I'd go poking about and set off some alarm bells. I think he knew it was the network.
Look, Tom, they can't think...
Oh, come on. Palmer knew I'd been to see Charlie. How the hell did he know that? They're opening my mail, Molly. My telephone's tapped. It's happening all over again. What the hell's he sent me this for? Lord of the throne, if death be near, don't take me off on a couch of silk. Let me die ambushed. Cheery stuff, isn't it?
The Springfield was a U.S. Navy destroyer, sunk off Malin Head towards the end of the war. The bullion was something to do with a war loan, but both governments have been pretty cagey about it. The Navy's had a go at getting it up, and the U.S. salvage firm. It wasn't until about a year ago that anyone got anywhere near it. A Dutch outfit with new equipment. They've been landing it over the last two or three months. Supposed to have been a top-secret operation.
Well, there's been a leak somewhere. Go on.
It's being shipped from Belfast on the Claremont early Friday morning, docking here at 22:30, completing the journey by train. Mm-hmm. Yes, Tom?
Well, they'd need a small army to take that train, sir.
What's it being shifted in?
High-security container. One of three containing salvage material. All sealed. Unloaded Marlborough Dock and shunted round to Bank Hill Marshalling Yard on the shuttle. Goes out on the 130 Freightliner.
Security?
Track Securities Limited. Seven guards, armed with XM19s. Four travelling a TS armoured car at the rear through the driver.
Ah, why don't they use an armoured lorry like everybody else? What about these villains?
Well, we've got the warehouse under surveillance, and we've put a tap on the Major and on Murphy and Chiduri.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing so far. We haven't a smell of anyone else on the job yet.
Yes. He's here. It's for you, Tom.
Right, sir. Hello? Yes? When? Who's handling it? Right. Thanks for telling me. Were you going to see Charlie Parker, sir?
Why?
He's dead. Murdered in his cell. Thank you. inside these flats. Look a bit small.
Yeah, it'll do until I can find something nicer. Here, let me get you another drink.
No, thanks.
You can't blame yourself, Tom. You really can't. You liked him, didn't you?
Yeah. He was an odd sort of man. Imaginative. He turned to crime to fund his dreams. But the loser, my born loser.
You couldn't have done anything.
I took him a box of cigars, Molly.
Tom, no one squeals for a box of cigars.
When they found him, they were stuffed in his mouth. Oh. I think I've drunk enough of that.
Come on, I'll drive you home. What happened, Tom? I mean in the past.
I'll deal with Parker in my own way and in my own time. That's what Palmer said. Those were his words. I don't like Palmer. Some people join this force, Molly, because they like drinking blood. They thrive on it. Perhaps that's why I'm not a good policeman.
You are a good policeman. Why do you always run yourself down?
Why did you join, Molly?
Do you really want to know?
No, I think I've got a good idea.
Why did you join, Tom? I think Rimmer likes drinking blood.
Rimmer was a good cop. He's gone sour. It happens to some of us.
I don't think it will happen to you, will it?
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I like you. Come on, I'll drive you home.
Palmer wants to nail me, Molly. I'm only on this case because he thinks I'm going to lead into the Colonel. Charlie knew he was going to die. That must be why he sent you the... What is he trying to tell me, Molly?
The Chief suggests we call this thing Operation Damocles, for God's sake.
Aye. Well, the sword's got to fall on someone, hasn't it? Let's just make sure it's not us.
I've arranged for a preliminary briefing at 0900 tomorrow. Full squad briefing Friday morning. The shipment is due to be unloaded at 2200. It becomes our responsibility as soon as it leaves the docks. That's about here. We need to cover the shunt round, the marshalling yard, and this warehouse. Experienced surveillance officers with backup. We don't want to frighten them off.
And the heavies?
We could put some in Southey Street, maybe. That's handy. Now, roadblocks.
What's wrong with that?
Well, there's no way he can take that train. Not if he knows what we're doing. Remember, anything we say at the briefing will get back to the Colonel.
Do you want me to run in, Tanner?
No. Put him on the warehouse. That's where he'll expect to be. And we'll stay close to him. After the briefing, we'll rebrief each squad separately and redeploy them. And we'll also get some men up early up those side streets. The Colonel won't know they're there. And Tanner won't. Nobody will except us. Personally, I think he'll go for the shuttle. Somewhere between the docks and the marshalling yard. Here, most likely, where the track follows the road.
Yeah.
That would give him a fast getaway. But supposing he goes for the marshalling yard, what would you do?
Wait until he attacks and then seal off the yard. It's floodlit. And that way...
I've got another suggestion. There are three identical containers coming out of that ship. The gold's in one, the others contain a variety of salvaged junk, right?
Right.
And we have to assume he knows which crate the gold's in.
I think so.
So, we play the three-card trick.
What do you mean?
We swap it round. A little sleight of hand.
Well, impossible. In any case, they're sealed containers.
Oh, we don't have to move the gold. That would be impossible, as you say. All we have to do is change the labels. Except, we don't even do that. It's very simple.
I'm sorry, I'm not with you.
The gold is in container one, and we leave it there, exactly where the Colonel thinks it is. But we tell Tanner we've changed the labels. As far as Tanner is concerned, the gold is in container number three, right? If the Colonel goes for the first container, Tanner's in the clear. If he goes for the third, then we know Tanner's tipped him off. We watch,
and we wait. We hold back. Let them unload. Then we seal off the warehouse, which will be a damn sight easier than trying to surround that marshalling yard.
That's true. It sprawls all over the place.
One way or the other, we've got him.
And we've got Tanner. There's no way you can get that gold out. No way. Not a chance.
Yes. That's very interesting.
Not a chance, he says.
Would you like to be hearing that again, Major?
Yes, please, Harry. You've done a good job.
Lovely job. You'd need more than an O-level in Sanskrit and Woodworth to do that, wouldn't you, Nellie? I dare say you could record the chief constable in his bath if you had a mind to.
Well, recording is easy, no problem. It's planting the bug that is difficult. Whoever we got inside there knows what he's doing, that's for sure.
Yes, well, the less we know about that, the better. Okay, let's have it.
The gold is in container one, and we'll leave it there, exactly where the colonel thinks it is. But we tell Tanner we've changed the labels. As far as Tanner is concerned, the gold is in container number three. Right? If the colonel goes for the first container, Tanner's in the clear. If he goes for the third, then we know Tanner's tipped him off. We watch and we wait. We hold back. Let them unload. Then we seal off the warehouse, which will be a damn sight easier.
Well, that tells us what we need to know, doesn't it? I'll feed that back up the line tonight. Harry, are you clear about these details?
Yes, Major, quite clear. Tomorrow we meet in the warehouse for checking the equipment and going over timing and then... Oh, dear.
Here, have a drink.
I told you I never touch the stuff. What about inside the warehouse? How do we know?
Nobody's been in there since that black policewoman pretending to be a crime prevention officer. Right, come on. Time we're on our way. Tomorrow night, then. Oh, Jack.
Huh?
Stay off the bottle.
I don't like this business at all.
You'll do what you're told like the rest of us.
I don't have much choice.
The Major's all right. Ignore the military stuff. It's as phony as hell. I wonder he thinks it takes anyone in.
Maybe he takes himself in.
You know what you're doing. The Colonel doesn't pick people unless they're good.
But how does he know? That's what I don't understand.
Don't try to find out. You know a man called Charlie Parker?
No.
He tried to find out. Talked to a copper. So they say. The colonel doesn't like people who talk to coppers.
Anything on those calls?
Nothing since we put a tap on, sir.
Earlier?
Well, we can't trace the incoming calls, of course, but there was one out of the continent on the Major's part. It could be Spain. Barcelona, Madrid.
Thought as much. We won't get them that way, will we?
He can't be masterminding this from Spain.
Or to be Smokey who's from Spain. The colonel could be anywhere. All he needs is a man here who knows what's going on. That's the nut we have to crack. Are the command and control hookups complete?
All set, sir. We're in touch with Chuck Securities and we've got a direct line through to Area Freight Control. Mm-hmm.
The command vehicle's ready for you, sir.
We'll be down in a moment. Is Tanner installed?
Yes, sir. He's on the biscuit factory roof.
Are they in the warehouse yet?
The Major and Murphy, that's all so far, sir.
Right. Thank you. Did you know before he died, Charlie Parker sent Tanner a book of poems? What do you make of that?
How do you know that?
With some daft inscription.
Return for favours done?
What kind of favours?
Some kind of message?
We checked it through. Couldn't find anything.
Poetry. Coppers do read poetry. I used to read the metaphysicals when I was younger.
Aye.
All about love and God.
Tanner, I won't have much time for poetry when I finish with him.
I hope you've got this right.
It's nice up here. Look, you can see the river. And there are the cathedrals. The marshalling yards lit up like a football pitch. Oh, it's so still. You can see the whole city. What are you looking at?
The brow. See? To at this end. Lead up to the North Star. Oh, thank God it isn't raining. Or shouldn't lean on that if I was you.
Where's the command vehicle?
Cable Street. It's somewhere behind us. That'll be the Southport train. The 9:40, something or other.
Hey, there's someone coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little Indian one. He's going into the warehouse.
Yeah. There has to be more somewhere. There has to be. This place should be crawling with villains. How does he think he's going to take those armed guards?
Mobile 3 to control. Mobile 3 to control.
Come in, Mobile 3. Over.
The freight liner is here in Bank Hill just after 1. It comes in on track 7 and waits in section 2, somewhere about here. Mm-hmm. Pretty well opposite the warehouse, as you can see.
Yeah.
The dock shuttle comes in 5 minutes later. Link up should take place somewhere between 015 and 0110.
That was Thomas, eh? Charlie just arrived at the warehouse.
Thank you.
The completed train then waits for the Glasgow Express. That's due at about 1:15 on track 1. The freight line pulls out about 5 minutes later.
Doesn't give them much time?
About 15 minutes.
Is that enough?
If they can stop the train in the right place. According to our calculations, it would take them 8 minutes to lift the container into the warehouse and onto a truck.
It'll take them more than 10 minutes to bust through that.
We'll be away before then.
I hope so, Major. I hope so.
Blast!
Why don't we put a light on?
No lights! And stop reading that bloody torture badge. I want a hand with that stuff, Harry.
Yes, please, Major.
Right. Let's get it up to the back. Jack, get that truck in the right place and then check the crane. And get a move on.
All the time in the world. Didn't you say it yourself?
Do you think rats come out here?
Wouldn't surprise me.
I'm cold.
Is that better?
That's nice.
White hairs are the voice of the wind of death, and with them comes despair.
You'll hurt your eyes reading with that torch.
He was studying this stuff, Molly. He'd got textbook tapes. God knows what.
Tapes? You mean he had a tape recorder in his cell?
We have got 3 times the number of men they had at Gatwick. Most of them armed. The whole area is sealed off. A cat couldn't move out there without our knowing about it. How's he going to do it? What would you do? If you were the colonel, Molly, how would you smuggle a full-size container away in God knows how many tons through the cordon that we have got round that warehouse, hmm?
Maybe he doesn't know we're here. Maybe there isn't any mold.
Yeah.
I can hear a train.
He can't do it. He can't do it without removing the cordon. To get that container out, he has got to shift us. Now, how's he going to do that?
He hasn't got in yet. You won't find the answer in those poems.
Tis all a checkerboard of nights and days, where destiny with men for peace is placed, hither and thither moves and mates and slays.
Control to about three. Over.
When this is over, I'm going to take you on that picnic, if I'm still around. I know a nice little river in the Welsh Hills.
You'll be around.
Control to Mobile 3. Do you read me?
Mobile 3. Major. I've got them coming. Coming through now.
For God's sake, we've been fiddling about for long enough.
Southeast 1 negative. Package now in transit. Do you have more intruders? Over.
We have no more intruders. Over.
Message times 010. Over now.
Thank you, my dear lady. That's all we want to know. Come on, Harry. It's on its way.
Intruders. Now, would that be us, do you suppose?
What is this Damocles 1?
Oh, this fuzz going for these fancy names. Damocles 1 will be the docks. We're Damocles 3. Now, get out there, Harry.
This hat is not fitting me very well, Major.
Never mind the bloody hat. Just get out there.
Hey, Tom. There's someone coming out of the warehouse. Looks like a railway worker.
Where?
Just to the right of those signals. It's the Indian.
Yeah, got him. What the hell's he doing?
Looks like he's checking something on the track. He's moving back.
Can you see the train?
It's coming in now. What's he up to?
He's going to stop the train. He's going to stop the train just where they want it. Mobile 3 to control.
Mobile 3 to control. Come in, Mobile 3.
Get into the right place, Harry. Get into the right place. Do you think you've had enough?
I'm fine, just fine. Why don't you take a nip yourself, Major? It's good stuff. Concentrates the mind.
I hope that Harry knows what he's doing.
The railway man.
Shuttle will be here in a minute.
Time enough. Time enough.
Now we'll see if this bloody thing works. Harry, this is Major Harris calling. Can you hear me? Over.
Who the hell else would it be?
Can you hear me, Harry? What the bloody hell could that be?
Mr. Williams, I think we're picking something up.
Major calling. Do you hear me, over? Harry, can you hear me? I'm hearing you loud and clear. I'm hearing you. Over. Has it got in the right place? Over.
He's talking to whoever's on the track. That means they've positioned the freight liner.
Uh-huh. That's it, then. He's going for the marshalling yard. We've had nothing from Damocles, too, have we?
Nothing, sir. It looks as though Mr. Tanner...
Right, then. It's the warehouse. Get that call out. All units in Damocles 3, full alert.
Control Damocles 3.
What's
control
the catch going to be?
Well, I hope he hasn't got some snipers where we can't see them.
Control Damocles 3, all units. Control Damocles 3, all units.
The days are beginning to buzz.
The package is now in your section. Repeat. The package is now in your section. All units to status 1, repeat. All units to status 1, stand by. Over now.
Oh, nice to be kept informed.
Let plane start.
There'll be no problem.
Mobile 3 to control. Mobile 3 to control, over.
Come in, Mobile 3.
Package now in view. Repeat, package now in view. I'm standing by. Over now.
We have link up, Major. We have link up.
Clown.
Major.
Shut up. Can you hear it?
I can't hear a bloody thing.
What are they waiting for?
Hither and thither moves and mates and slays.
Listen.
Suppose he's not just watching the chessboard, Molly. Suppose he's moving the pieces himself.
What do you mean?
Oh, I have been a detective all my working life. I've never done much bloody detecting, just collecting information and feeding it up the line. Now I've got to try and... Oh, what is going on down there? How long did that say Palmer had been in the Bureau? 7 years, was it?
Something like that.
And he was Chief Intelligence Officer on Gatwick. It's a Glasgow Express. Have you noticed something about this operation, Molly?
What's that?
Nobody knows what anyone else is doing. We've met separate briefings. Apart from the command and control unit... Williams and Palmer are the only people who know what's going on. Can you see the numbers on those containers from here?
No.
What the hell are they waiting for?
This is it. Get up there. Leave it. Bloody woman, get up there.
Don't you touch me.
Get up there. No!
Molly! Come on, Tom, we must go down.
That's what they want.
The lights have gone.
Mobile 3 to control. Mobile 3 to control.
Mobile 3 to control.
Control.
Do you read me, Control? Do you read me?
Command,
this is Mobile 3.
Command for Control. Command for Control.
An urgent mission is going on. Come in, Control.
Control for Mobile 3.
Come in, Control.
What's your message? Come in, please, Mobile 3.
Mobile 1 to all units. Hear this frequency. Hear this frequency. All units on standby. Come in, Mobile 3.
Switch it off. You all right?
I'm fine, yes. Very quick. Oh, my God.
What about...
Oh, Major, very ghastly, awful mess. I'm trembling all over. I think I'm very probably going to be sick. Oh, dear God.
Is it on the hook?
Yes, yes, Major. Container all hooked up. It's coming through now.
Right. Now, I'm going down to guide it in. You find those frequencies and get switched on. Then beat it. You've done your stint. And good luck.
Thank you, Major. Oh, dear God.
Just get in among those passengers before the lights get back on. You'll be all right.
For God's sake, keep trying.
It's hopeless, sir. I can't get a clear frequency.
He's done it. His body done it.
What is going on?
Chaos. Total chaos.
Well?
We've derailed the Glasgow Express.
We should have thought of that.
Oh, there's no way we could have thought
of that. You better be right about Tanner, hadn't you? There'll have to be an inquiry. And once it's known...
He's going full speed and it hasn't hit anything.
But he's got his container.
He won't get far with it.
Yes, but which one? Could you see?
Not a bloody thing.
The guards on the train will know, sir. They wire up those things. I think we might get them now. The frequencies are beginning to clear.
Raise them. And then we're moving in.
Right there. Damocles Chicago 1. Damocles Chicago 1. Over.
What the...
Please, cargo one, over. Control to cargo one, do you read me? Cargo one, over.
What?
I don't know what's happening, sir.
Blast them,
Tanner. Get Tanner.
Yes, sir. Control to mobile three. Come in, mobile three, over. I can't get rid of it, sir.
Right. I'm not waiting. We're going in. Put out a general. Override that music. We're going in. On siren. Get this van moving.
Driver.
Bloody hell.
Beethoven, I think.
Cunning bastard.
I think it's moved. Why have to be there?
Get the bloody thing open!
You should have done this before.
I can't be in three places at once now. Come on! They're here.
Just get on with it.
There now, for away.
Get in.
Get in.
Did you know about that tunnel?
No, sir.
I thought you said you checked this place out?
We did our best, sir. We didn't want to alarm them.
And what were you doing under that lorry?
I was taking the chassis number, sir.
Take it! You have studied the labels on this container.
Yes, sir.
You think this is the right container, don't you? Number three. You think the gold is here, don't you? Well, I've a surprise for you, Tanner. We never changed those labels. They've got the wrong container. The bullion is number one, as it always has been. Now, safely on its way to London. This thing is full of salvaged junk. My God,
sir. I think you should look at this radio equipment, sir.
What about it?
It's police equipment.
We've got them. Pick them out in the marshalling yard. Well, that's a very satisfactory operation. Girls safe and half the villains in the bag. We can stand the men down. We don't need that cordon anymore. Then we can all go to bed. Scene of crime can do this place over and then lock up. Where's Tanner?
What?
Bloody hell!
Tripped out through the side door, sir. I saw him go.
Right under our noses. He's not going to get away with this. My God, he isn't.
Mr. Palmer.
Leave this to me.
Get a call out, River.
Sir.
Stop him before those roadblocks stand down. Last thing we want is two police officers chasing each other through the town.
So it's man, Mr. Palmer.
I sometimes think he's too zealous now. There's something about this whole thing which doesn't smell right.
I think we've done a good job, sir.
Lena. Molly, what brings you in? You've got the day off. Did anyone tell you?
Where is he?
Don't, Molly. Leave him.
I must see him.
You can't help him, Molly. There's nothing you can do.
Where is he? What have they done with him?
Basement.
Basement.
They put him in a cell.
It's crazy. They can't.
Molly, a bit of advice.
I don't want your advice.
You've got your own career to think about. Molly, I know. If you get more...
I thought you might understand.
Did you? Did you?
Can I see him? How can I get down there?
Just go. They'll let you see him.
Thank you, Lena. Thank you.
Molly.
Hi, Tom. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Fine. Did Henderson mention?
About 5:30 this morning.
And?
He said they were going downriver, and that he hoped you would join him as soon as he could. He said you'd understand.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
What's going on, Tom? Why are you in here?
Because Mr. Palmer wants my head on a plate. According to him, I am the only person who could have told the Colonel that those labels hadn't been changed. And that makes me the most.
It's ridiculous.
They want me out of action, Molly.
But why? Why you?
Oh, I have been chosen. Chosen with great care. I've got a dicey record. I am too friendly with villains. I was close enough to Gatwick to have known what was going on. I'm good with squealers. I listen to the Jack Murphys of this world.
Are you saying that Jack...
Jack was doing what he was told to do. The Colonel's not that stupid. We were intended to be watching that warehouse. The whole thing's been set up, Molly, from the start.
Set up?
Set up. Stage managed. And poor old Charlie got in the way somehow. Maybe he made some unwise guesses. Perhaps the Colonel just thought he knew too much. We'll never know. Unless...
Tom, do you mean that you...
Listen, I want you to do something for me. Molly, go over to the labs. Charlie Singh should still be with Forensic. See if there's a tape on the Persian poets among his Open University stuff.
What do I do with it if I find it?
Bring it down to room 14. And bring the tape recorder with you. And be careful, Molly. The Colonel's killed once. He could kill again.
Kill?
The hardened shell which hides the fruit must fall and break and rot. We are but scattered husks. Our purpose done. They knew the answer, these Persian poets. That's what he said. Now, what did he mean? You know what they find in husks, don't you, Molly? You find a kernel. The colonel we're looking for is not some master criminal out there with a phony military rank. He's here, right in the centre of the nut. The hardened shell which hides the fruit is its building. And the fruit is the colonel. Did Charlie know that? Is that what he's trying to tell me? Is that why he died? Or is...
Tom, there is something I need to tell you.
Not now, Molly. I'm due upstairs in 5 minutes. We haven't...
No, Tom, please. You must...
5 minutes.
Morning, Tom. Constable.
Sir?
I'd like a moment with Mr. Tanner, if you wouldn't mind.
Of course, sir.
Is there anything you would like to tell me before we go upstairs, Tom? I could make things a lot easier for you. I warn you, Palmer will carve you into small pieces.
Oh, I'll take my chances with Mr. Palmer, sir.
This is a waste of time. We know what we need to know.
I think we should hear this tape.
If you say so. Well, get on with it, Constable.
Sir.
The symbolism that develops in later Persian mystical poetry is complex, making the abstract physical and spiritualizing the visible. And often it is impossible to say whether the love referred to is the soul, the love of God, of a beautiful girl, a handsome youth, or simply... Tom Turner, this message is for you. If it ever reaches you, they're coming for you, Tom. Well, I trusted you to keep your mouth shut, didn't I? But you didn't. I warned you, but you wouldn't listen. You don't spill on the curdle and survive. So who told him?
Who told him, Tom? Did you get those poems? There's a list of those poems. Read them, Tom. Read them. Maybe they'll teach you how to die. We all need to know how to die. Because we're all of us in the network, aren't we? All of us. We're bringing it out into the universe, people like you and me. You set your beat with the universe. Do you remember? Listen to me, Tom. Listen very carefully. Because you work for the Colonel, Tom. Of no time. Of no time. Of no time. But in many of these poems, this is certainly not the case. For in Persian poetry, as in life, nothing is quite what it appears to be. On the other hand, they reveal a subtlety.
If you would leave us now, please, Constable.
He's innocent, sir.
Constable.
You know he's innocent, sir. You know it was...
Get out!
Please, sir, you know he...
We know about your relationship with Mr. Tanner, Constable. Now, go.
Tom. Tom.
Go, Molly. Please. Just go.
I'm afraid your wretched tape hasn't done any good, has it?
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. Nothing is quite what it is.
Let's get on with this. If you don't mind, Mr. Palmer, Tom, can you explain what you thought you were trying to do when you beat it last night? If you hadn't done
I wasn't that... trying to get away, sir.
What were you doing?
I had some police business to attend to, sir.
I'll bet you had. Look, Tanner, it's over. We have the evidence we need. We know you are working for the Colonel. We don't need Parker.
Oh, but he's right. I am working for the Colonel. And so are you. We're all working for the Colonel.
Oh, for God's sake.
And you've done a good deal more for him than I have.
Tom.
You masterminded this operation for him. Without your help, there's no way he could have got that gold. No way.
What do you mean? Williams. Yes, all right, put him on. You are responsible for Parker's death.
Oh, a responsibility I share with you, sir.
Look, I'm not taking any more of this.
Yes. When? Dear God. Yes. Yeah. No, stay there. I'll call you back.
Scene of crime left two men guarding that warehouse.
Nothing to guard, was there?
Day squad got there 5 minutes ago, found them tied and gagged like something out of a B-movie. The truck was gone. It was driven out at about 4 o'clock this morning. What's going on, Tom?
There was no point in winching that gold into the warehouse, was there? Unless the Colonel knew he could get it out. His whole operation depended on that. Which can mean only one thing. That he knew in advance that we would remove our men.
Just what do you mean?
They knew about your plot to trap me. They knew you hadn't changed those labels, so they changed them themselves. The container they winched into the warehouse was the right one. All they had to do then was switch the labels so that you thought they had the wrong one. And then you did exactly what they wanted you to do. You removed your police cordon, lifted the roadblocks and went home, leaving a couple of bobbies to guard £40 million worth of gold bricks. All they had to do was knuckle the bobbies and drive it away. You ran his operation for him.
And you let him do it. You knew this, and you let them do it.
I don't think they'll get far, sir. I put a bleeper on the truck, a B-7 transmitter. I've got two squads following it now.
So that was the police business you were on about. My God, you took a risk. Why the hell didn't you tell us?
Only two people knew that those labels were supposed to be changed. Yourself and Superintendent Palmer. Only two people, apart from Molly, knew that I'd been to see Charlie Parker. Yourself and Superintendent Palmer. You were both involved in the Gatwick operation. See the problem?
You thought I was the mole.
Tom, for God's
sake. I have to confess that I did. For a short while. Until I understood the meaning of Charlie's little Persian lesson. There is no mole. The Colonel's a fiction. They're the same person. The Colonel's just a trade name, designed to put the fear of God into crooks like Murphy and coppers like me.
And the network, is that a fiction?
The network is a communication system. It links every copper in the country and contains the name and address of every practicing crook known to the police. It provides access to all the information you need to blackmail a villain like Charlie, recruit a team like the Majors, or mastermind an operation like Gatwick. All you require is a link man, who needn't even be in this country, and a computer terminal, which could be in any headquarters building from here to John O'Groats. The network is a piece of software called Midas, a multiple intelligence data access system, and some of the intelligence data it gives access to is the movement of gold.
Routine. And that is what we've finished with, Lena, you and me.
I don't like it.
There's no way they can find us, love. No way. In half an hour, we'll be above that freighter, and then sunshine, wine, freedom, and my God, we've earned it.
Wasn't bound to talk. Me feel
oh, like they'll spew up. Little men like that always do, but they know nothing. Nothing. They don't even know what was inside that container.
The Major's no fool. He might know
what... I doubt it. If he does, he won't spill, not after what happened to Charlie. Remember, even Smokey doesn't know who I am. There's only one person I fear, and that's Tanner.
What do you know?
Nah, Tanner isn't all he pretends to be. Nah, but we've done for him. Once and for all.
Think it'll stick?
Palmer isn't going to take the blame, is he? He's going to have to find someone to throw to the lion.
Nat, over there. Look. What? And there's another.
Give me those glasses.
Copper movement. There's one straight ahead. Can't be.
There's three launches. A chopper. All right, then.
Oh, God, Nat, what are you doing?
They fished this gold up once. They can fish it up again.
Nat!
I'll just let them come a bit closer.
Nat, don't. Nat!
Ripper, this is Tom Tanner. Can you hear me? I'm instructing you to heave to. I'm coming aboard!
Rima! They've come aboard! Mr. Tanner!
Keep away! Tom, keep away! Keep away!
What about here? Or would you rather be in the tree?
Oh, he's fine.
Right.
Yeah. How's that leg?
As well as can be. No, it's all right.
You know, if Lena hadn't shouted...
I know.
Tom, why do men do things like this?
Can you see Nat in prison?
But all those years of concealment and lying. Was he trying to fund his dreams like Charlie?
Now.
You found a lovely spot.
I really don't know. Revenge, power, greed, contempt. I don't think Nat saw villains as people. Just as pawns in a kind of computer game. Perhaps he was addicted to undercover work and the computer was all he had left to do it with. Ah, who knows? I think this might just be drinkable. I got it from a supermarket round the corner.
Ah, you've brought a great picnic. Tom, there's something I must...
You'll find some glasses in there somewhere.
You've brought the Persian book.
Of course.
The answer wasn't really in these poems, was it? I mean, how could it have been?
Oh, funny stuff, poetry. You seem to be able to make it mean... what you need it to mean. When I first read these poems, they all seemed to be about death. Now they seem to be about life.
Here, with a loaf of bread beneath the bough, a flask of wine, a book of verse, and thou beside me singing in the wilderness.
Tom, there is something I have to tell you.
You don't have to, Molly. We're all undercover agents of one kind or another, aren't we? These days.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I know what you want to tell me. You were the only person who could have told Palmer that I had been to see Charlie. I knew the Bureau had me under close surveillance. I just didn't realize how close. You're CIB, my love. Assigned to me after I started rooting about in Charlie's file.
I'm sorry, Tom.
Oh, no, no, no. It's all part of the job, isn't it? Anyway, it takes a mole to find a mole. Where's your glass?
A mole? What do you mean?
Ah, a colonel had penetrated the system, Molly. He had gained access to national intelligence. Special branch didn't like that. And so, after Gatwick, they recruited their own mole. Me. Cheers. They needed bait. Someone to set the bells ringing. Someone with a dirty record. Too friendly with the villains. Good with snouts. Sharp claws. A crab to catch an octopus. Palmer didn't know this, of course. Now, that mole could have been anywhere.
So, why did he come up north? How did he know he was here?
Oh, he didn't. Until he started milking Charlie. The details of Charlie's operation didn't go into the files until after his conviction, which meant that to have known about it, the mole had to be somewhere in this area. Had to be. Of course, we didn't know the mole was the colonel himself then.
Strange he should move the gold right through his patch.
Not strange, no. Arranged.
What?
We've had our eye on that gold for a long time. We knew he'd have to go for it. It's their own greed to get them in the end. I told you, the operation had been set up in this house. Oh, yes. By the special branch. If Rimmer had had time to look inside the crates he took out of that container, he might not have blown himself up. They were full of bricks. Nothing's quite what it seems, is it? Perhaps Charlie was right. Perhaps those Persian poets did have the answer. For in and out, above, about, below, 'tis nothing but a magic shadow show played in a box whose candle is the sun, round which we phantom figures come and go. Are you going to cut the loaf? Or am I?
In The Persian Lesson by Michael Campbell, Tanner was Steve Hodson, Molly, Jay Griffiths, Williams, Edward D'Souza, Palmer, George Parsons, Rimmer, Bill Wallace, Lena, Cheryl Maker, the lecturer, Peter Howell, Smokey, William Eagle, Harry, Renu Setner, Charlie, Peter Tuddenham, Murphy, Sean Prendergast, and the Major, John Rye. The Persian Lesson was directed by Sean McLaughlin.